This is In the Public Interest on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. It's our ongoing partnership with the League of Women Voters of Washtenaw County. We do this every other week, and it's a great partnership because we align on so many things with our goals, and one of the big ones is educating our community about the people and the functions and the departments and the ways our government works at all different levels, city, township, school boards, county officials, things like that. And this is part of an ongoing Know Your County Government series that we've been doing. And we brought in today Jason Morgan, one of our Washtenaw County commissioners. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
And Jason, you're a frequent voice on WEMU as a public figure. We reach out to you often about what's going on in the county and whatnot. But today we want to introduce you personally and also professionally to our audience and get to know a little bit about Jason Morgan. So welcome and thank you. You're a Michigander. You grew up in the northern section of Michigan in Pinconning. You didn't bring any cheddar today, so I'm very disappointed by that. But you kind of bounced around a little bit. So tell me a little bit. So how does a Pinconning boy become interested in public service?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are not a lot of us from Pinconning who have moved downstate here. You know, I moved down here because I love the community that we have.
Okay.
I looked all over the world, traveling through Europe and living in Washington, D.C. for a bit, and I thought, where in the world do I want to live? And I picked Washtenaw County and Ann Arbor because there's a sense of community here that I saw that, you know, I wasn't sure, but I thought I have a pretty good feeling.
So you're a Northern Michigan grad. Mm-hmm. What was your degree in? Was it in like a political science type field, or what did you want? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Political science and international studies.
Okay. All right. And yeah, that makes sense with the traveling abroad and then working in D.C. You worked in Debbie Dingell's office, right?
So actually, I worked for a congressman out there named Bart Stupak,
okay,
who was my member of Congress from Northern Michigan University. Then later, when I moved here to Washtenaw County, worked for Congressman John Dingell, and after that, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell.
Okay, great. So that's clear. But so it's been kind of an escalating life of public service. And you're now a county commissioner. How long have you been an elected official in Washtenaw County?
I've been elected official for 2 years and 9 months now.
Okay. And in our county government, there's nine, what do we call these, districts in our county. So which district do you represent?
I represent District 8, which is Central Ann Arbor.
I guess the first question about county government is, what does a county government really do? I think we talk a lot about cities, we talk a lot about townships and school boards and state and federal government. County seems to be left out of that conversation a lot, but you guys do a ton of stuff. So give me a broad overview. What does the county government do?
As you mentioned, I mean, we are often left out of the conversation. People always think about their city council member and their member of Congress, but I think the work that the county does is critically important to impacting individuals' lives. Most of what we do is human services and working to provide a social safety net for our community. We set policy for county services, personnel, capital improvements, and we enact ordinances on different issues depending on what it is.
And so part of your job too is coordination, though, because the county's made up of townships and cities and villages and a lot of smaller units of government, some which directly use county services, some that don't. But, you know, how do you get all these various entities to play nice together, for lack of a better term?
Well, I think that's a big part of the county's role, is I see that we have three primary roles. We could be a convener of local governments or community leaders or organizations. We can be a funder, depending on what the program is and if it relates to county services. Or we can pass policies that require certain things to happen. But I think the bulk of what we do is around ensuring that we have public safety and access to justice. So the court system, the sheriff's office, we set budgets for them. We oversee public health, mental health, those kind of services.
The county commission's a board, nine members, elected officials every other year in even years. So next year, all nine will be up for election in 2020, mm-hmm, with a few other elections also happening that may reach the news cycle. But how is the structure of the county? Is there a person above you? Is there a functionary below you? I mean, how is the hierarchy of the county really established?
So it's essentially the nine of us county commissioners who set policy and budgeting for the county as a whole. We have a chair of our board, which I have the honor of serving in that role,
okay,
right now. I am the chair of our board.
So you have all the power.
I don't know that I would say it that way, but
you certainly have more responsibility, that's for sure.
Certainly more responsibility. Yeah. I get all the stress of the challenging issues that we deal with, but I enjoy that role because I think that we have a lot of potential to do good in our community as commissioners.
So then you have an administrator that's kind of like doing what you've established, and not you, but the grand you, the board, is that kind
yep,
of?
Yep. So, similar to the way the city operates, we have a county administrator who we oversee as the Board of Commissioners. And by oversee, I mean we work collaboratively on everything that we do.
So what about other elected officials in the county, like, for example, the sheriff? Sheriff Clayton is an elected official and will be up for re-election again next year. How does that relationship work? Are you over the county sheriff's department, or how does that work?
I wouldn't say over, but we're the legislative body that determines the budget. That's our biggest role.
How much money, or what's the county budget like? I mean, well, how much money are you allocating across the county?
Our overall budget for the county is about $300 million. Okay. The general fund, which is often known, referred to as sort of our money we can actually do things with,
right,
is about $120 million.
So there's set stuff like the sheriff's department, things like that, that have to, they're funding mandates, and then there's projects and services and other things that you want to do. That's where the $120 would fit. What were your priorities coming into this? I mean, what made you personally want to step up and say, you know, I want to take an active role in government. Here's what I'm passionate about.
Yeah, I think the reason I ran for the first time was because not only do I love our community and I want to give back, but I really feel like our county government can be thinking in a more bold and progressive way. I think that we've been a very quiet unit of government for many years, as you mentioned earlier, and I don't think that has to be the case. I think we can be leaders as county commissioners in terms of setting environmental policy, in terms of addressing racial equity.
Well, and I see these guys stepping up, and I use the guys in the completely wrong way, but, you know, I see the county board stepping up to coordinate where they see if need. Like the Gelman plume is a great example of that, because it's touching different communities. The PFAS issue, touching different communities. I think what I'm seeing is the county's looking at this and going, rather than having three or four townships, villages, whatever, do this independently, let's get together. And I think I'm hoping that the goal is there to see better results.
Right, exactly. The Gelman issue is probably a perfect example of what potential we have, because we saw our role as a convener of the city of Ann Arbor, Scioto Township, Ann Arbor Township, and we wanted to bring everybody together to say, listen, we've been dealing with this issue for 40 years, and we enlisted Congresswoman Dingell, who's been incredibly helpful and with us on that, to say, let's make a decision together as to how we move forward. And I think that's been getting some attention from Gelman, and we've been hopefully making some progress.
What are some big things that are on the minds of our county administrators at this point, looking forward for Washtenaw County?
I'd say the big thing for me is making sure that we have sustainable long-term funding for human services.
Okay.
We passed a mental health millage last year that was extremely helpful in mitigating any loss of services as a result of the deficit from the state in mental health. But there is still a deep need for services around our economic community development, our public health department, and the mental health department that need to be addressed. So my hope is that as we're working on our budget for this next year, we're going to prioritize those things and really make sure that we're ensuring that social safety net for our residents.
As a resident of this community, how do we reach out to you? I'm assuming you're open to conversations with members of our community.
Always, yes. I hear positive and negative from people on a pretty regular basis. Our phone numbers and emails are on the county website, so we're all
accessible.
So
Washtenaw.org, we can find you and everyone, other county commissioners as well, in case we're not living in central Ann Arbor. In your
exactly, yes. So you can reach us anyway through that website.
Jason Morgan, thank you so much for your service to our community. Thank you for being a part of In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU, our partnership ongoing with the League of Women Voters of Washtenaw County.